We live in a society today which is all about celebrating milestones. We make a big to-do about the celebrations. We plan for months about it. And COVID-19 has totally turned that upside down. There are graduations that are not happening. And even if they are happening, they are much more subdued. And these are aspirations too for a lot of children. So here you have a senior going to high school, meaning that she just finished grade 8 and she's going to go to high school, and a senior from high school going to college. And here how each of them is trying to make sense of how to be in perspective and not express their disappointment. All I ask is, these are just two perspectives. Talk to your children. Find out how they feel. These are the times where there needs to be so much more conversation at home, where children hear from adults how to cope, how to de-stress, and how to look forward, knowing that things didn't go as planned. So here's Netra Velanki, finishing grade 8 at Cedar Hill Prep School and going to the Hunt School for her high school.
A question that has been asked recently is, what worries do you have about the future due to COVID-19 as a student? There are a few things on my mind, actually. Next year, I'm going to be going to high school, and something that I constantly think about is, will my first year of high school experience be virtual? For such a long time, I've been waiting to have a perfect or ideal high school experience, and I never thought that virtual learning would be the new normal during my time as a high schooler. But I also think that the COVID-19 virus has taught us a few lessons about what could possibly happen to our system of education. For example, now we know that virtual learning is something that is possible and can be done for dire circumstances when we need it. Another thing that I've been asked recently is, what are your thoughts about quarantine? What are some of your issues, and do you have any anxiety problems during this quarantine? Actually, I haven't had any major things that I can point out, but something that I do notice is that overall I've felt more lonely because now I don't have my circle of friends or my circle of teachers around me in person to give that personal touch that we all like with socialization. But every minute of virtual learning helps me connect a little more to those people that I miss the most. So overall, there have been some changes and some things that are different. But I think that we can pull through this, and we will have that quote-unquote normal future that we all think about every day. Thank you.
Life is about keeping connections, and life is about maintaining connections. So here from Mega Thomas, who used to be at Cedar Hill Prep School from preschool through grade 8, and now attends Princeton Day School for her high school and is going to graduate from there and go to University of Pennsylvania for college.
I think anxiety now more than ever is an issue that must be addressed, especially for high schoolers. With these uncertain times, many high schoolers have had to adjust to a new learning environment, isolated from their friends and teachers, and many are missing out on milestone events of their high school experience. There are a lot of resources available for high schoolers to cope with anxiety. My school emphasizes the importance of mindfulness and self-care, even amidst a busy school schedule. High schoolers can cope through anxiety in myriad ways, whether it's talking to a family member or friend about it, asking for support from their teachers, or doing activities that help them manage stress, like listening to music or drawing. Triggers for anxiety can differ from person to person. It could be the uncertainty of our situation right now, grades in a class, a leadership position, family or friendship issues. However, we must remember to validate the person who is suffering from anxiety and remind them they have support available to them. For me personally, I found that keeping an agenda book for school helped me immensely in scheduling my week and taking each assignment or task one at a time. It made me feel more in control and less stressed about the future. I also found that while club leadership positions could be overwhelming, my peers and teachers were always there to support me and help me balance my tasks. Finally, talking with friends and organizing things like online game nights or FaceTimes have greatly helped me reduce my stress surrounding COVID-19. I think it's important that high schoolers know the resources available to them to help deal with anxiety and know that they are not alone in this struggle. Thank you.
Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School.